You are listening to The Underdog Dentist Show, a reflection about your dreams, a journey in achieving them, and more importantly, how you are making an impact in the online world. I am The Underdog Dentist, and I'll be your host. Okay. Hey everyone. This is the third episode of The Underdog Dentist Show, and it'll be the first episode of 2020. We are going to restart everything from scratch. This time we are making sure that we'll be presenting at least one episode per week. And if we have more, then we'll definitely notify you. You can always check for the notifications regarding the same on our Facebook page and Facebook group. That will be facebook.com/underdogdentist. So today we will be talking about color psychology, how colors plays an important role as far as the brand is concerned, as far as the brand storytelling is concerned. And often it has been seen that we take colors for granted because a lot of times people don't put emphasis on colors. There are certain colors which are psychologically apt for your business or brand. So we'll be definitely talking about the colors in detail. But before that, let's talk about our sponsor today. So today's session is sponsored by the Underdog Dentist Squad. You can always go back and join our group. You can find the group link in the show notes, and you can always log on to www.facebook.com/groups/underdogdentist. This is a self-sponsored episode and we don't really have a real sponsor in place. Okay, so without any further ado, let's start with today's talk on the color psychology. So before starting, I'll take you back to the traffic light. We have three colors: red, yellow, and green. And we wonder why there is a red. Why not blue or magenta or pink? So it turns out red symbolizes danger in a lot of cultures. Along with that, one scientific proof is that the wavelength of red is the longest. So you'll be able to see and perceive the red color from greater distances. And if you go back in history, these red and green colors were initially used by the railways and they were not designed for the traffic, cars and everything. Think about colors from that perspective, that red always symbolizes something dangerous or when you are in a danger. Similarly, green became the counterpart or became the counter color for red in this particular case, which was to go, and you are free to go, and the situation is pretty much fine right now and you can take off your car. So why this particular example? It is because we don't really get the idea of what color symbolizes what kind of emotion. So colors actually impart different emotions. They activate certain areas in your brain and they want you to perceive something differently. And similar kind of stuff goes whenever we talk about colors of our brand, colors of our business, and whenever we sell something, we want to project an image of our brand in our customer's mind, all sorts of things. This is why colors are important, and I'll be giving you certain examples in a short while, what all colors are there and what all emotions they impart in your mind, they project in your mind, both positive and negative emotions related to a particular color. And I believe this audio podcast is going to be much more helpful because I'll be taking up some names of the brand who are using a particular color And in the back of your mind, you will be able to create an image of the particular brand and how you are relating that particular brand to a certain kind of emotion. All right, so let's get started. What is color psychology? So by definition, it is the study of the effect of a particular color on the human behavior. Colors influence human perceptions and they can cause certain emotions in people. So let us quickly talk about some colors and what all positive, negative emotions these colors are suitable for what kind of industry. So the first one is blue. Blue as a whole, if we talk about the positive emotions, generates a peaceful, a more secure and a reliable emotion in your mind. As far as the negative emotion says, cold, aloof, unfriendly and depressive. If we talk about the positive emotions, industries like tech industry, health and banking, they can always use the blue color. So think of the logo of American Express, Paytm, HP and Dell in the tech companies. Then we have an automobile brand, Ford. Apart from that, we have Skype. Then again, it is a tech company. We go back to Walmart. And then we go back to Oral-B as far as the healthcare is concerned. And if we go back and check the logo of the Underdog Dentist, originally it is done in blue. But for brand storytelling purposes, we have already changed the background to blue, but the logo is now converted to white. Next one is yellow. So depending on the luminosity of the color, yellow can bring about a lot of a range of emotions. As far as the positive emotions are concerned, you can see the yellow being used in conveying happiness, a positive outlook, creating a creative feel, energetic environment, enthusiastic and a more funny image. As far as the negative emotions are concerned, yellow imparts something and someone who is impatient, who is egoistic, pessimistic and impulsive. And this color has been used by a lot of brands in the food industry. You can say that they have already abused this color, like Subway, like Lay's, like McDonald's, like you can always check for departmental stores also, like Best Buy and IKEA. Next one is green. Green is seen as people associate the color green to nature and wealth. Green is a great color to project the emotions of abundance and growth in people's mind. So as far as the positive emotions goes, green symbolizes peace, luck, health, abundance, growth and rejuvenation. As far as the negative emotions goes, jealousy, materialism and anxiety. Industries, if we talk about the industries, we have already seen green being used in health, some of the health products, some of the food industry related brands, some of the nature something related to the nature. So for an example, Animal Planet, then Holiday Inn Hotels, then we have Fiverr, then we have Android logo. Now moving on to purple. Purple, simply because of its richness, right from lavender to violet, the range of shades in purple. The color provides a wide range of shades and tones that are suitable for branding, hence giving brands a more flexible color palette. And as far as the positive emotions goes, the purple color shows luxury, power, wisdom, creativity and royalty. As far as the negative emotions goes, it shows frustration, sadness and gloominess. Industries, jewelry, hygiene and luxury. Some of the examples are Cadbury, FedEx, Hallmark, Twitch, Yahoo and Taco Bell. Coming to the last two colors, black and white. Black is a symbol of class and power around the world. So several brands, they prefer to have black as their primary color due to the flexibility it provides. So the positive emotions related to the color black are mystery, power, elegance, and sophistication. The negative emotions that are related to the color black is negativity, sadness, and controlling. Industries, if we talk about the media industry, luxury industry, tech industry, sports. So like we have the logo of Gucci, we have the logo of Apple, Sony, the New York Times, Nike, Adidas, and Motorola. The last one, white. White signifies peace, purity in terms of color. And if you deal with health and spiritual products and services, white is a good bet. And this also signifies our take on going with the white one and sometimes with the blue one with our logos at the Underdog Dentist. So we have positive emotions that is pure, innocent, and whole. Negative emotions, the white color generates is cold, isolated, and bland. What all industries can use white? Industries into sports, spiritual, then health industries, and then tech industries. For an example, you have seen the logo of Uber, Squarespace. Then we have the logo of Beatles. We have the logo of Jeep. We have the logo of Nintendo. All right. So this was a bit about color psychology in branding and how to use that and what all businesses are using similar kind of colors for their branding and logos. And if we talk about the healthcare segment, by now you must have understood the fact that why a lot of clinic logos are designed and maintained in certain shades of white, green, and blue. Also, one advice, whenever you go ahead and get your logos or your creative copies done from your designer or whoever is managing your social media or your branding or your website and everything, always tell about and talk about your brand, your values, and what all colors you use in your branding. I've seen a lot of people, they say that you can make a logo in Canva. Definitely, you can do anything in Canva, and there are other softwares and other SaaS platforms available. But when it comes to the technicalities, you should always get a logo designer or a designer involved in all these creative processes. So this was it about this particular session on the color psychology. If you have any questions, you can get back to us at show@underdogdentist.com. You can always check our Facebook page, Instagram page. We are available with the handle Underdog Dentist. Thank you for tuning in today. This was a session on color psychology on the Underdog Dentist show. I am your host, Girish Likhiani, and I'll see you around. Goodbye.